There are 11,000 child soldiers being exploited in Colombia, some as young as 12 years of age. Today is the United Nations World Day of Prayer and Action for Children. It marks the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the Convention on the Rights of the Child.
In his Wednesday general audience, Pope Benedict appealed to the international community to redouble efforts in responding to the dramatic problems of childhood, such as violence, abuse, disease, hunger, and war. Director of Communications for the Jesuit Refugee Service, James Stapleton, spoke with Irene Legan about the widespread, systematic, and habitual use, recruitment, and abuse of children in the Colombian armed conflict.
Although the number of children used as child soldiers in the last number of years has decreased somewhat, what's extremely worrying is there is as many as 11,000 children being used in conflicts around Colombia who are used either as combatants or in other support roles. And the age of these children seems to be getting younger. From 2002 to 2006, it dropped from nearly 14 to 12.8 years of age. And what's extremely worrying now at the moment is the conflict seems to be becoming regionalized.
What leaves them so vulnerable to this kind of exploitation?
What's happening now is, and a lot of our concern is concentrated around the border area, where in the past, Colombians fled into neighboring countries and found a level of security. And what's happened now is there are increasing number of reports of child recruitment on the other side of the border, in Ecuador, in Venezuela, in Brazil, in Panama. What's happening is that children are no longer safe, not only the refugee children whose parents have fled over the other side, but also local children.